Elvis, you're looking into the ship operated by this Captain Gwei, and it looks like the next time the boat is scheduled to leave is a bit into next week. Looks like it's supposed to be carrying pretty normal stuff up to Canada, then coming right back.
Am I looking for anything in particular? It's going to Canada.
Canada? The dude's got connection to cartels in Latin America, and his boat's going to Canada?
Well, they have criminals in Canada, right?
They've got CEOs and politicians, haven't they? So yes, of course there's criminals in Canada. Just doesn't seem like the logical place to get the kind of hardware I was expecting.
Well, that's why I asked what you were expecting.
Weapon shipments. Heavy duty. Stuff that'll make Unstoppable Industries going down feel like a small blip compared to a bigger problem.
Are you serious?
That's the tip I got, and I'm taking it seriously.
From who?
You don't need to worry about from who.
Actually, I think I do. Because if you're friends with a terrorist or something, then he needs to be on, like, a list of people that we arrest. I don't like this cloak and dagger stuff. It's not very superheroic. Just because we represent the law doesn't mean that we get a pass on the law.
Thanks, Flux. You've been amazingly helpful. Especially with the condescending whining parts. I've never considered the perspective before that I suck and shouldn't do things, but this is why we're a team.
Well, you wouldn't have to suck if you would just try a little harder.
To what? To do what?
To be polite. To be personable. Or professional.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter what I do for this company at this point. So here's the personable thing I'm gonna do for you. Why don't you tell Lowry you found this connection while digging through the files at Hermes Construction?
What? No, I'm not gonna do that.
Why? The credit is virtually worthless to me. What have you been contributing lately?
It would be falsifying evidence, and I don't know where you got this from. I don't even know what kind of connection I'm supposed to be making.
It's not falsifying evidence, you idiot. We gotta tip this guy is up to something serious, and that means I need to sneak on board the ship and scope it out for a while. I could tell Lowry I sniffed it out, in which case, who cares? That's the minimum that's expected of me. Or you can say that this is your good work, and oh boy, you're really coming into your own.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't become a superhero to be a liar.
Fine, then I need to have a chat with our most honest colleague. Is Lowry in?
What is that supposed to mean?
It means, is he in his room, Flux?
You know what? I've read about your propaganda wars that the two of you got into when you were still on the streets, and I think I get it. He beat you, and he beat you by being honest, straightforward, and representing what people expect from a hero. Sure, maybe some of that was a little exaggerated, but you know what? Freeze Frame is kind of a genius. And even though even a genius makes mistakes, he's always going to shine through bigger than you and brighter than you. And that's what makes you so mad. What? Is that funny to you?
You know what? Yeah. They call me the man's dog, but here you are showing your teeth, threatening to bite me over things that you think are yours. I'm like a junkyard Rottweiler everyone is nervous might bite somebody because I've done it before. But you're like some little poodle mix that can't even tell the size difference. Every time I jump up on something or walk into a room, I get yelled at. But you regularly pee on the floor and everyone says, that's okay, he's still learning. When I'm gone, this is what's going to be guarding the street. Yappy little dogs that eat out of Lowry's hands.
Well, you just go and prove my point again.
Is Lowry in? You don't forget it. I'm just going to go knock on his door. He's down the hall.
You knock on the door, but Lowry's not in. He's got a visit from Kelvin McDonald, which we'll get to in a second.
All right, he's not answering. Flux, whenever he gets back, just tell him about the turtle guy. I don't care how you tell him or who gets the credit, but we need to get on the boat, and the boss needs to be told. Can you manage that?
I still haven't seen, really, the significance of this lead.
He's going to be smuggling weaponry. You know, the type of stuff they used to build that robot they had to call the military for.
According to who? Who does the tip come from?
Goons on the street who don't know a lot more else to tell you. It comes from me. Or from your books. I don't care. We're just gonna go check it out. And if there's nothing, it's nothing. But if it's real, then it's absolutely serious. Is that enough to go on?
We don't have any proof that Mercury is getting shipments to build more weapons.
That's why I want to spy on the guy. Elvis, normally an intelligent person would do a deeper dive on the target we got a tip about instead of investigating 100 excuses not to look at it. If you can prove there's nothing there from your bedroom, then be my guest. Otherwise, tell Lowry about it. Or wait for me to track him down tomorrow just so I could... I don't even know what! Just so he knows, I guess. I'm sick of him and I'm sick of you!
Well, meanwhile, Lowry, McDonald invited you out to lunch. And then after that, he'd like to take an afternoon trip on his yacht. You guys talk about stocks, money, politics, but you also gossip about the personal issues of the rich and famous, because to the two of you, they're more like high school classmates in a way. And since there's only a few hundred people in the world with anywhere near your wealth bracket, you personally know quite a few of them. On McDonald's yacht, you're treated to fine wine and live music.
This is all fantastic, Mr. McDonald. You know, I spend so much time with company work, I barely get any time to enjoy my own yacht.
We really do have to carve out the time, don't we? Of course, do we ever really stop working? Every little pleasure cruise is another business negotiation. Or at least they better be, because I always write all this off as a business expense.
Yeah, I'm afraid that law enforcement is a little bit more pedestrian. We do quite a few deals with toys, but there's so many bothersome laws about what kind of treats you can offer to politicians. They are a pain.
It's a lot easier in the countries that have a better handle on the population. This is how we do business between two businessmen. It's frankly just routine course, but ask a senator to join you for business as usual, and oh, there's just so many insane hoops you gotta jump through. Not that we don't jump through them, making the whole thing pointless.
So then I take it, sir, that this is a business venture.
Of course. I hate to take this thing out of port otherwise.
You're taking me to go see the floating fortress.
You're a clever man, Freeze Frame. I was hoping I might surprise you a little, but you're too fast for me. But please act surprised when you see it, for my benefit.
Well, I haven't seen the details for the Freeze Copter yet, so if you're going to surprise me, that's what I'm really looking forward to. Has the same problem the yacht does, you know?
Oh, you're going to be thrilled, just you wait. It's got as much power as... Actually, let me stop myself. I'll spoil the moment. We're almost here. And in just a few minutes, one of the crew comes out and informs McDonald that you've arrived. McDonald says, "We're prepared. Bring it up." Then, like an ancient sea monster or some great deity, a metallic fortress breaks through the surface of the waves. The jet thrusters at the top of the structure kick in to stabilize it and prevent it from rocking, thundering noisily into the air, alternating between low rumbles and brief roars depending on how much force is needed to keep the fortress stable. Unlike Kimon's version, which was painted in his exciting reds and golds, this fortress is painted in the Freeze Frame blue, white, and orange, with the company logo for Unstoppable Industries painted boldly on the sides. Beneath the logo is the American flag and the words, "In God We Trust."
It's beautiful. I've seen some photos and film of the old fortress, and the lighter colors look so much more friendly. The American flag is a great touch, but I'm a little concerned about the "In God We Trust" message. We're probably going to get some flack from our secular audience on that.
Do you ever get tired of begging and scraping from people who'd rather just be in hell? I do. This machine represents one of the greatest things about America. Our power and our resolution. Our ingenuity. Our perseverance. And our faith.
All due respect, sir. Those are multiple things.
Fine. Touché. Then it represents multiple things that are great about this country. Lara, this fortress has been operations ready ahead of schedule. Do you have any idea how completely unheard of that is in my line of work? God himself was smiling on this project, and I believe it behooves us to show a little humility in that regard.
I don't suppose it was also under budget.
It was miles over budget. Look at it. It's got jet engines just to keep it upright. Larry, I appreciate the one miracle. I didn't turn around and ask for two. Of course, the government has agreed to pay for most of this, so we don't need the second miracle. We already have the existing miracle of American prosperity, which I guess does make two miracles after all.
Well, then, God bless us all, sir. I'm excited to see the interior.
Granted, this thing is effectively a submarine, the interior through most of it is more functional than exciting. In fact, McDonald points out that as a measure to save on space, if crew are staying aboard a long time, they'll be expected to hot bunk, meaning that you assign two workers to one bunk. One worker sleeps on it in the day shift, and the other sleeps in the night shift. However, there's a few utility spaces you take a special note of. In particular, he points out a broadcast studio that you can use to cast radio and also internet. I've had a chat, and one of my friends would love if you'd provide regular programming for his television networks. We'd have you on every TV in the country, once a week at a minimum, with each show recording from the Unstoppable War Room.
What would the show be about?
Your opinion on the direction this country's headed. The people need some kind of guidance, Lowry. Without men like us at the helm, what would they believe in? You could help shape the very destiny of not just New Jersey-delphia, but the whole country, possibly beyond that.
Well, that would be good. I'm not sure I have it in me to come up with show material every night. I've never tried.
We'll have writers. That's what payroll's for. It doesn't matter. The main thing we'd like to focus on here is the positivity of your work. See, I like your system. Private law enforcement is the most meritocratic way that we can uphold the laws. If it were up to me, I'd like to see Unstoppable Industries take over even more of the responsibilities of law enforcement.
And that would be a beneficial windfall to the company.
And we're obviously being under-policed. Look at how many problems we have with so many people getting away with petty crimes, especially with foreigners showing up and having no real allegiance to anyone here. Of course, I've talked to governors about it, state congressmen. They always nod their heads and agree with everything. But when push comes to shove, they always complain, "Oh, we can't find the budget."
Well, I'd love to have more work and income. One of our biggest limits to expansion has been that. States can't borrow money, and a lot of our cooperation happens at the state level, so we can only ask for as much funding as they have.
That's why we need massive expansion of federal police funding, and why I think that you're the man to lead that charge. The COG program ain't gonna pay for itself if we just have one or two COGs in every major city. Lowry, I'd like to have a considerable and much more extended partnership with you. If people regularly see the good that you represent and understand the efficiency of Unstoppable Industries, well, they'll be tripping over themselves begging to join up and help us out.
Well, look, you've definitely sold me on the weekly television program. That sounds good. Bolstering the image of the company is obviously priority number one at all times.
Nah, it's not priority number one. Priority number one is expansion. If you're not expanding, you're dying. And that's the one tragedy we'd most like to avert. Think about this. Special units employed by yourself who monitor targeted crime zones energized by the tech industry to comb metadata and identify criminals before they commit crimes. All from the comfort of the office. And of course, motivated by profit, so they're pressured to be more efficient than the government. The government asks where the money will come from, and I tell you, you stop the crime and you will improve the economy. The math is simple, and it takes a real idiot to argue against it.
Not to be the idiot, but with a major expansion, typical pitfall is to think as though growth will be linear. A lot of times overhead bloats faster than you think.
Lowry, we've done the math, and we have crunched the numbers. Trust me, this is feasible. We could save billions just by cutting down on shoplifting, let alone everything else.
But how exactly are you accounting for all the unknown? Like, these are opportunity costs that you're theorizing.
The monkeys in accounting are paid to account. They figure out what opportunity, whatever. That's what they do. Honestly, Lowry, you struck me as a much more brilliant individual than this. I haven't run into any friction with you before.
I'm not trying to create friction. But to run a car, you've got to put oil in the engine. You know, things have to be lubricated.
The oil is in the engine. Trust me, we've put oil in the engine.
All right. From you, sir, that's all the assurance that I need. The investors will be excited at a chance to expand.
Right. They will. And I have been in nonstop negotiations with the investors who also happen to be in government. So I'd appreciate it if you didn't second guess or undermine my hard work.
Sorry, sir. I'm just trying to get up to speed.
Well, run faster. All right, let's move on. McDonald leads you to a small aircraft hangar in the upper decks, and there waiting is the Freezecopter. It's an exciting, sleek, military retrofit. If you know your helicopters, it looks like a Super Cobra, which is an older model of fighting gunship. It's been painted your colors, just like the Fortress.
Oh my god, it's beautiful.
Yep, it's an international model. The country we bought it from was looking to retire it, so we bought it from them and then set it up for you. Of course, there's no need to worry, it's still an American-made helicopter. Produced by Bell, they used suckers like these during the Vietnam War. Of course, they're outdated now, not cutting edge for military theater, but for civilian use, I think you'll be happy to not have to rely on the military to take down any more giant robots or other nonsense made by supervillains. Best of all, here, come here and look at these missiles here. We made these for you, specifically. They're cryo weapons. All you need to do is use your powers to chill the warhead before you deploy, and then they'll hold that for about 30 minutes. Rather than an explosive, they'll create a supernova of freeze power. Whatever you hit will be locked up with a sudden and dramatic change in climate that I expect almost no vehicle is really designed to handle. At least that's the theory, anyway. For us to really test these missiles, we need you to put your freeze powers in them. You know, we know the rocket part works. We could test that independently, but the freeze stuff comes from you.
You want me to test it? Like in the field? Isn't that a little unreliable?
Oh, no, no. We need you to schedule some time and come out to a facility. In fact, if I'm being honest, these missiles we have loaded on here are just dummies for show. The warheads are completely inert and the firing mechanism is disabled. This is just to demonstrate what they would look like to show them off to you. Or for you to show off to the press, if you like.
Oh, okay, all right. That makes perfect sense.
Of course. This is something I personally requested. The situation where you had to call the military to handle Mercury was a major drawback, in my opinion. Demonstrated the government is useful where you don't hold up. That's the opposite of our goal. It works against the central message that we want to project. So this helicopter, we're thinking, could potentially become part of a fleet down the line. What we want to do is the same thing that we've done with roads, power, and what we're trying to do with schools. We want to move as much funding as possible away from the currently existing government agencies and into your hands. So that way, you can function and they cannot. I'm sure you're already aware, but in your business, the police and sometimes even the military are your competitors. But for whatever reason, because the system is rigged, you're not allowed to purchase ownership as though they were a company. That feels like an unfair fight, don't it?
Are you thinking about starting that campaign in New Jersey, Delphia? Because the chief of police, Perry Fingus, I don't have a lot of love for that guy.
You've already been fighting him, haven't you?
Oh, all the time. There's nothing I'd love more than to claw the rest of his budget to our side.
Well, up until now, you haven't had the erstwhile backing from yours truly to see that happen. Though granted, it doesn't happen overnight. We tend to see pushback, and governors often like to feel like they have some control on their end still, but we've proven that over the span of a few decades that it's possible for us to succeed. New Jersey Delphia is a big city, but it's your hometown. so we'll tighten that bias here as hard as we can. Otherwise, we have identified numerous states that are open to the idea of further privatizing the police, so as long as we stay within their minimal constitutional guidelines, seems feasible.
You mentioned the military, though. There's no way.
Well, yes, there's too many vested interests in the military, myself being one of them. I produce quite a bit of military hardware, but they're supposed to project force externally. All we need to do is set you up so you can project similar amounts of force inward. And then we don't have to rely on the military for things like giant robot attacks domestically. You'll have your freeze copters, maybe a freeze battle tank, too. We'll see what we can do with your powers.
The investors are going to be just thrilled about all of this. I mean, this is 100% the kind of win that they've been looking for to show that we're still in the game.
All that's left to do is figure out what dramatic manner you'd like to introduce this to them. The facility is stocked and staffed, and we're ready to begin. And with that, unless you have any further questions, McDonald essentially gives you the keys to the place so you can return when you're ready, and then he brings you back to shore. When you get back to the hotel, I believe Elvis would like to knock on the door.
Oh, Elvis, I was just about to sit down. Here, sit with me. Would you like a drink? I can't spoil it yet, but we do have some great reasons to celebrate. Actually, let me wait. I bet you've got even more good news. You turned up something in those files we confiscated, didn't you?
Actually, I need to talk to you about something important.